This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump has announced a new plan aimed at getting a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
It's called Operation Warp Speed.
And the president says it's unlike anything the nation has seen since the Manhattan Project. It's aimed at having 300 million vaccine doses in stock by January, which even National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins tells the AP is a stretch goal if there ever was one.
Way outstripping anything that's ever been done.
And it could waste millions of shots and a lot of money if the vaccines chosen for production don't pan out. The president believes they will by year's end.
When a vaccine is ready, the U.S. government will deploy every plane, truck, and soldier required to help distribute it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump expressed confidence in a coronavirus test used at the White House, despite the Food and Drug Administration's investigation into its accuracy. At his Rose Garden news conference Friday, Trump said the test from Abbott Labs has been working well since its rollout in March.
No, Abbott's a great test. It's a very quick test, and it can always be very rapidly double-checked. If you're testing positive or negative, it can always be double-checked, but it's a very good test, very portable, very quick.
The FDA said Thursday it was investigating preliminary data that suggests the test might miss COVID-19 cases, falsely clearing infected people. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn told CBS Friday that if a person is suspected of having COVID-19 and gets a negative test result, it might be worth getting a second test. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The coronavirus dealt another devastating blow to the U.S. economy. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped by a record 16% from March to April as business shutdowns caused by COVID-19 kept shoppers away and threatened stores across the country. The sharpest drops occurred at clothiers, electronic stores, furniture stores, and restaurants. Purchases at retailers are a major component of overall consumer spending, which fuels about 70% of economic growth. Over the past 12 months, retail sales have plunged nearly 22%. I'm Mike Hempen.
The United States has blamed Islamic State militants, not the Taliban, for a gruesome hospital attack in Afghanistan this week that killed 24 people, including two newborn babies. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
At least 24 people were killed in the attack in Kabul,